So
classic
so
Aussie.
Aussie.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's
wow.
So Aussie.
That's so Aussie.
That's so Nashville.
You just pulled an Aussie.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the Thing, Woody and Jim podcast. Thanks till the end. And now they start talking.
Well, apparently the Coldplay concert at Nissan Stadium went off without an incident last night.
That's good.
Right? Yeah, no thunderstorms and no couples cheating on each other revealed.
Yes.
To which I know, like, every divorce attorney in town who had bought an extra walk-up ticket yesterday
right.
went, oh.
Yeah, just standing in the corner handing out business cards, you know, just very disappointed. Nashville Reddit, it was very helpful. Somebody says, I hope none of the Nashvillians going to the Coldplay concert tonight are going to be cheating on their partners. Don't be those people. And so, of course, everyone has some pretty, you know,
snarky comments.
Response.
Right.
My wife and her boyfriend are going. I hope they get me back a T-shirt. Merch from the boyfriend is always a plus. I said, my other boyfriend and I are going to Glow Mini Golf. You had to find something else to do.
Yeah. I bet there was a lot of... unused tickets from executives on Music Row.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just stay home this night.
Oh, man.
Wow. It's an incredible thing. The whole thing with the CEO of that tech company and the HR director is incredible. Like, if you think about it, those people will be forever known as the Coldplay couple.
Honestly,
for the rest of their lives.
That was the worst case possible.
Yeah.
Like the CEO.
Yeah.
The head of HR.
Yep.
Got like found cheating at a concert on a big screen.
Yeah.
There'll
be one
no
of those things
back.
Where people look back and say, remember this from 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Right?
Those kind of things.
And even like, okay, so maybe the woman who was involved in the affair, like maybe she gets divorced and she remarries or goes back to her, you know, maiden name. It doesn't matter because no matter where she goes, even if her name changes, they're going to go, hey, you know the new person in the department?
Yeah.
She's that girl in the Coldplay.
That's right.
Kiss cam.
She's wearing the scarlet letter.
Yeah. Same for that guy.
Could you imagine the office the next day?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I saw said, hey, if anybody has the Microsoft Teams chat for their company, can you share like what your chats are doing? Like, yeah, that's
right.
Good.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you're a big fan of Ted Lasso, the third season on Apple Plus, it kind of wrapped up the story, but I guess they're going to do another season.
Cool.
Because the third season ended with him going back to America.
Right.
Spoiler. But I guess they are going to make him come back.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a likable show. So
I do like that show.
Hopefully the fourth season will be good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been filming already in the U.S. So
Whatever
parts of the show take place here, they're working on those now.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
So I've been telling you guys off the air that teens are using ChatGPT not just to cheat on, you know, essays and stuff, but for everything in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a new study, the Associated Press did an article on this, and they found that teens are using ChatGPT for everything. Friendship advice, shopping, what to eat. And they found that 31% of teens say that their interactions with ChatGPT are way better than with their friends.
That is so messed up.
Oh, that's a dangerous rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah, that they don't even text back someone before asking ChatGPT what to say.
Oh.
Now, I used to do that sometimes, like if it was a boy I liked or something, but I would text my friend and be like, okay, he said this. Like, what do you think I should say? I'm thinking I should say this.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
pretty common. But...
Yeah, but I'm chatting with an actual person, not not AI, artificial.
Ones and zeros in a computer.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is.
Oh, man. Well, like I said, an iconic piece of Nashville and Broadway history is coming back. Yesterday morning, the Ernest Tubb Record Shop sign was reinstalled on Broadway.
Very cool.
Yeah, the store and the sign got taken down in 2022, but they're preparing to open it back up in fall of 2025. So be pretty cool. It's been decades down there on Broadway. It opened in 1947. So it's like a, it's a staple.
It's nice to see something that's been there for a while actually coming back.
Right.
Taken over by another country artist. Bar.
If you're not familiar with Trisha Paytas, she has been trying to be famous for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
She's become slightly famous, just ironically most of the time.
Right.
For these weird things going on in her life. And she has a history of weird baby names, and she's just had a new baby, and the baby name is making headlines.
Yeah, it's wild.
Tell us what the previous babies were named.
Okay.
I know one of them.
Okay. Do you want me to include that since Woody doesn't, and we can make him
you
guess?
You guys know, but I don't know.
Let's, okay, let's just do the first two names that of the kids that were already born.
Okay.
Okay.
These are her children.
I know one of them was Malibu.
Malibu Barbie.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the first one. I don't know the second
one. That's
not second
really
one was
weird and
Presley,
outrageous. Yeah.
Which was it, a girl,
yeah.
but not super weird.
No. Yeah, that's... Yeah, yeah.
Relatively normal.
That's very normal compared to everything else.
Okay.
But I heard the newest one is the one that's like making people go, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's crossed the line. So these are the ones that she didn't use but considered.
Okay, these are the runner-up.
Seriously considered.
The runner-up names.
Not as good.
Okay.
Water Snake. Water World.
Water World, oh.
Aladdin.
Okay.
And Paper Mate.
Paper Mate?
Paper
Isn't that like a pen company?
Yes, and Aladdin too. I'd be surprised that like she could use those. I feel like they could
They'd
sue.
Be copyright?
Yeah.
Or she's trying to get an endorsement.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Wow. That's quite an array to name it after like pens or
I guess she also said she considered names like Lemon, Squeezy, Squooshy. And Rainbow Sherbert. And
Squooshy.
She's serious.
Rainbow
like,
Sherbert.
She's serious. I like Squooshy. S-Q-U-O-O-S-H-I-E. Squooshy.
Yeah. I bet they'll be the only Squooshy in the class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this next one will be as well.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't you reveal the name she has given her baby for real?
It's
Go ahead.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. For a boy or girl?
Boy, thank God.
Okay, all right, Aquaman.
Yeah.
I don't think it would matter. I think she probably would have picked it no matter the sex.
I mean, I know, like, sometimes if you ask a kid, what should we name your upcoming little brother or something like
right.
that? Right. Yeah. I remember when Alex was about to be born and Jeff said, okay, Spider-Man if it's a girl. And if it's a boy, gas station. Which is right. By comparison, those aren't that weird.
No, yeah. That's right in line with Trisha.
Yeah, yeah. My son said, oh, we can name her Go-Go Gadget.
Oh, I like that.
So apparently there was somebody in the labor and delivery room tried to stop her, but they were unsuccessful.
Can I tell you, they put Aqua on his little thing, and I was like, can we change that? It's Aquaman. And then someone put Agua. I was like, it's Aquaman. And I said it loud and proud in the C-section room.
Another reason why we say, hey, the government does do a lot of things really well, but they should probably form an agency that stops people like this from naming their own children.
We have ICE agents in every delivery room. It's Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association, and we love doggies that got people names. Who you got?
This is Ross. Ross is 3 years old. He is potty trained. He has made a lot of dog friends while in our care, and he is so chill and so sweet. He just wants to, like, he's almost like a cat where he just wants to, like, rub his head all over you. Like, he just wants to nuzzle. It's so, so sweet.
I love it. Yeah, he's a good boy. He's adorable. And he burped as soon as he walked in the room. It's great.
He fits right in. He has the softest ears.
I know. You could just pet him all day, which is exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
Now, he's a black dog, and sometimes, sadly, black dogs get overlooked at the shelter, so... Make sure you come see Ross.
Yes, yes.
He has a gorgeous white little like tuxedo almost stripe down his neck and on his chest.
He's so, so handsome and so sweet. And he is ready to go home. I mean, he's neutered. He's microchipped. He's up to date on all of his vaccines. And he is just the best snuggle bug ever. And he deserves the best home. He really could fit in anywhere.
No kidding. Yeah.
He's a great size, too. He's not too big for those, like, nervous of a big dog, but he's not small enough. You know, he's not tiny.
Yeah. He's got, like, that big dog, like, energy, you know, where you just want to, like, snuggle him and hold him, and he is, like, so down for it, but he's not necessarily a big dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He is adorable. You got to see him on our social media, and also check him out at the Nashville Humane Association. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for joining us this morning. Every once in a while, we'd like to play a fun little game where you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to guess, were you a little kid when you did it, or were you a drunk adult? Because sometimes it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who sent in their voicemails. If you'd like to do that, you can do that by calling 615-553-0933, or just leave us a voice message on our app if you download that at totallyhitsnashville.com. Just give us your name and, you know, then tell us, and then pause for a minute while we do our guessing.
Right.
All right. We're going to start with Amanda. Go ahead.
I started dancing on the table at a restaurant and fell on an old woman's head.
Dancing on a table at a restaurant. I don't even know if... Could a kid get up there? I guess they could if they jumped on the chair first.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's got to be drunk adult, don't you think?
I don't know. I think I just talked myself into it being a kid.
I really hope it's a kid because that lady's down for the count.
She's in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, which were you?
Yeah, I was a drunk adult. I ended up falling off a tapis and I landed on top of an old woman I never met. She called me a hooker and said I stank of beer. It was a mess.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a lot right there.
A hooker.
At least it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
Interesting choice of words. Okay.
All right. Next up, we have Glenn. Glenn, what'd you do?
I decided it would be a good idea to try to surf a guitar down the stairs.
Surf a guitar?
Oh, wow. These are so hard.
I can see that being a dare among college kids.
I would think if it was an adult, if it was an acoustic guitar, you'd probably crush it.
Right.
Right.
If it was an electric guitar, you could probably do that.
All I'm envisioning right now is like the stem from the guitar, like teetering down and then just like either breaking in half or like the person goes flying over the steps.
Maybe it was a keytar. I'm gonna say it was a little kid because they could fit on a guitar.
That's true.
Maybe like a plastic one.
They probably snap it as soon as you stand on it.
Yeah. I don't think everybody comes down in one piece, guitar or child. So I'm going to say kid.
Okay.
I think I will too.
Kid? Oh, just to be different, I'll say drunk adult.
Okay.
All right, Glenn, which was it?
I was a little kid, and Dad was not happy.
It was his guitar.
Not a kid guitar.
That was
his
1960 vintage guitar.
Yeah. Right? Oh, there's a lot of people in Nashville, like East Nashville especially right now, who are just going, ooh, I just felt a disturbance in the force. A guitar was smashed.
I'm a Nashville musician. I was going to hawk that. I was going to pawn it, but you broke it.
All right, one more.
Okay, one more. We got Sarah. Sarah, what'd you do?
I attempted to cook a frozen pizza in my toaster ended up catching my entire kitchen on fire.
Wow. Gina, you just had a toaster fire recently.
I know. So you can kind of relate, I guess.
It was a bagel, and I was sober.
Yeah.
So there's that. I'm going to say a drunk adult because I don't know if a kid would know to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I can see the drunk adult. I could see my drunk self talking myself into that being a good idea.
I'm just going to warm it up so it's not cold.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drunk adult as well.
Okay. Sarah, which was you?
And the truth is, I was a very, very drunk adult.
Yes.
Who had had way too much to drink. And I thought that it would be a good idea if I cooked my French bread frozen pizza in the toaster. And I ended up passing out, and the toaster caught fire, which caused a huge fire in my kitchen, and resulted in me paying over $5,000 in damages.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is an expensive pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no.
That's always a big factor. Like, when you're drunk, it's like, okay, will I fall asleep before I finish this task?
Yeah, no kidding. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. It is Gender Wars time. As always, sponsored by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. They can take your old busted and turn it into new hotness. Visit structuregroup.us. We love it when Gender Wars gets personal. We have a brother and sister playing. Woo! We have Deanna and Brian. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
We understand you have family listening all over the country, streaming TotallyHitsNashville.com. This is a little bit of a pressure situation. Are you guys really competitive?
Yes, very much. Sure.
So. Okay. All right. Well, good luck. And our only advice is don't mess up.
That's right. Everybody's listening. Okay. Get acquainted question, starting with you, Deanna. What would you do if you had an extra hour in the day?
I would say, like, either I would sleep or I would finally get the laundry done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all going with sleep.
But laundry, if the laundry's done, you might be able to get more sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, what about you? What would you do if you had an extra hour?
I would probably grab my wife and go spend some time with the grandkids.
Oh, very cool.
Okay.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Okay.
Deanna, Brian beat you on the get acquainted question, which is...
I mean, you know what? He makes me look bad, right?
Right?
That's right, yeah.
He's so sweet.
That's all right. He's sentimental. You're just superficial. That's okay.
Yeah.
The mind games have begun already.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Here we go, Deanna. In the superhero universe, is the Human Torch a part of the Justice League, Fantastic Four, or the X-Men?
Fantastic Four.
Yes!
Woo!
Nailed it.
Three boys.
There you go.
Okay, Brian, is Meryl Streep doing a sequel to The Devil Wears Prada, Death Becomes Her, or Sophie's Choice?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes!
Okay.
That's right. I heard that Anne Hathaway is growing back her bangs for this movie.
That's right.
It's very exciting.
Okay.
It's 1-1.
All right, Deanna, you're watching a Brewers baseball home game. What city are you in?
Oh, no. I don't know anything about baseball. Can I go Cincinnati?
No, it's Milwaukee.
Okay.
That makes sense. Oh, geez.
All right. They're the Brewers. They're full of beer.
Brian has a chance to take a lead here.
Brian, how is Silk brand milk different from regular milk?
Lactose free.
It is, but not
we
the answer
looking
we were
for,
looking for.
Yeah, like plant-based.
It's plant-based,
almond,
oat,
or soy.
So are we going to give them to him or not? Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we're still tied up, one apiece.
Should have looked at my fridge.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take the lead back here, Deanna. Name one of the ingredients that make up a flaming Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my gosh. I don't... Can I say caffeine? No, caffeine doesn't... It's not an ingredient.
No.
Out of time.
Shoot.
It's a beer, amaretto, 151 rum, and fire.
Well, I never would have got that.
No, and that sounds absolutely disgusting.
But it tastes just like Dr. Pepper. It's weird. It's magical.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. That means that you can win it with a correct answer here, Brian.
Brian, who is Blue Ivy Carter's famous mom?
Beyonce.
Beyonce!
Yes!
So, Brian got the sentimental get acquainted question and also bragging rights because you win!
And he was always the favorite child, wasn't he, Deanna?
Oh, yeah.
He always got everything.
Winner. What can I say?
Well, we'll have to have a rematch sometime soon, okay?
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. Excellent. Congratulations, Brian. Thanks to everybody for listening and... checking out Gender Wars from around the country.
Yay!
With Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
My girlfriend Melissa, she loves birds and loves feeding birds, and I like it too. And we have like cardinals and blue jays in our backyard, and it's always kind of nice.
Yeah.
So we went and got a bird feeder that actually has a little camera on it.
Oh.
And you hook it up. It runs on solar power, and you hook it up, and you get a little app for your phone, and it'll show you whenever there's movement in front of it, like a bird is coming down to get some food.
And you get the close up of the bird.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Nice.
The problem is after it gets dark, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, the little thing goes off. There's movement, and you realize it's mice.
Because
there are woodland creatures all in our backyard, too.
Oh.
So they're climbing up the fence and getting to it.
Free seeds.
Yeah. And there's a thing where you can actually push a button and it has a little microphone.
Oh.
So if you want to.
So you can talk to birds?
Yeah. Or mice. Last night there was a mouse about 9:30 and my girlfriend was still up and she's like talking to it through the speaker to try to get it to run away.
Pretending to be a cat,
yeah,
to scare the mice away.
It's mortal enemy, and it's thought there was one mouse on it, but it was like five of them.
Oh my gosh, that would freak me out.
Yeah, and they're right there with their face right in the camera.
Their beady eyes.
Yeah,
pretty good imitation of a cat, though.
It was well done. Yeah,
the meows were on point.
Yeah.
The battle of the creatures in backyards continues because my wife has put in a garden. Where she's growing vegetables.
Oh, nice.
And her battle against deer coming in to eat the vegetables has been like her battle. It's like a cartoon every day.
And you guys can't put like that fence around it, right? Because the HOA.
HOA won't let us put a fence.
Oh, okay. So you can't have a little fence to guard it from a deer.
First, she kind of made an invisible fence with fishing line.
That's right.
Okay, to keep the deer away. And then they were still getting through a little bit. So she put bells on the fishing line.
Thinking that the sound would scare them away?
Yeah, the sound would scare them away. And that really didn't work. But what has she found that absolutely keeps the deer away?
Yeah.
Irish Spring soap. Remember from those old commercials?
Yes.
Manly protection. Manly, yes. But I like it too.
Well, the deer don't like it.
Really? So the smell of the Irish Spring?
Yes.
Will keep the deer away.
So it's so funny because my wife will go every day she gets home from work and she grabs the Irish Spring soap that she got at Dollar General and she grabs like a cheese grater. And then she runs around like doing some kind of ritual to ward evil spirits away.
Yeah, like
away.
She's doing a rain dance or something.
She like, you know, rubs the Irish Spring on the cheese grater and like makes a little circle around the garden.
Well, you got to get this on video.
Oh,
again,
I know.
Again, how do people find this stuff out?
I know. Well, she goes down the rabbit hole of YouTube.
Like the first person that's like, what's going to put these deer away? And, let me try soap.
The deer say, we're not going back there. It smells like a menthol cigarette back there. We don't want that. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost? How about one?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
It's kind of a cool thing about an engineer helping people out. Apparently in Vermont, there's areas, of course, out in the woods where there's very spotty cell coverage.
Yeah.
So he buys old payphones and fixes them up.
Those are still around?
Yeah. I guess he had to find them at like Goodwill stores or buy them in auctions or something like
that.
Yeah, and he's put a gadget on it so you don't have to put money in the payphone. It actually is just hooked up to the internet. And you can use it. He puts it in places like libraries, outside convenience stores where people might not be able to have cell service but still might need to make a phone call.
Everyone's pretty surprised. And they're like, is that a real payphone? Does that really work? And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't cost any money now. We have had people use it that broke down.
So that's pretty cool.
That is so cool.
And even if you push zero, like you're going to the operator on the payphone, it goes to his cell phone. So he's also the operator.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
It sounds
cool.
Like I would use it even if I had cell coverage. Yeah. It would just be fun.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Cool deal.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
We're all looking to get more sleep and better sleep. And Gina, you've got an extra challenge because you have another human growing inside you.
That's right. You are sleeping for two.
Yes.
Which changes your shape. So what have you been doing to try to get more comfortable?
I'm kind of limited to options because I can't really take too much medication and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
One of the things they say is to buy a pregnancy pillow, and there's a ton on the market. And so I got one that's just kind of like a big U shape. It doesn't have any like indent to it. It's just a straight like
straight size. And you just lay in the middle.
And I just lay in the middle, which is nice for me because lately I've been moving around a lot. So instead of having to like adjust it every time, I just flop over.
Mm-hmm.
But I I was concerned because a lot of the reviews were saying it was going to be really big and take up a lot of room. And my husband and I, we sleep in a queen size bed. So there's enough room for both of us, but you add something else in there and it gets kind of tight. So we opened it and it's not as big as we thought. So it was great. So I have been sleeping with it. And at first I was only going to sleep with it when he worked night shift. So he gets home at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, when he wouldn't be in the bed with you, right?
And then I just kind of started using it because it's not super big, so it's fine. So the other night I was like, hey, is it annoying? Like, do you want me to stop using it? And he was like, no, honestly, I really like it. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, when you leave, I start cuddling with it.
Oh.
I was like, no way. Because you see, I see all these videos on TikTok and Instagram of like the husbands hating these pregnancy videos.
Yeah.
So I was really concerned. Mm-hmm. And no, he's obsessed. And funny enough, when I left this morning, he was cuddling up to it.
Really?
And he didn't even like move to kiss me goodbye like he always does. I had to like kiss him on the cheek before I left.
Has the pillow become a substitute for you?
It might. Like now, because it's on both sides of us, like usually he cuddles me at night. Mm-hmm. But now we just like cuddle it like it's between like my butt and him, you know? Like it's really funny.
He named it yet?
No, not yet.
If he's sleepy, does he know it's not you?
Yeah. I would hope so, because it is a little soft, so I hope he knows that I'm not that squishy, but I am getting to that point where I'm becoming pretty fluffy, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah, be concerned if he names it and puts a face on it or something, you know, with a Sharpie.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Everybody's wondering, how long is this weather that feels like hot dog breath when you walk outside going to last? Local forecasters are saying, not forever, just through next Tuesday.
No.
They have predicted temperatures in the high 90s with the feels-like temperature between 105 and 110.
Actually, today, the 23rd of July, is it hot enough for you day? Whoever came up with that needs to be punched in the face.
Yeah.
And made to sit out in the sun.
Yeah.
No jury would convict them.
Yeah, no kidding. Margot Robbie, of course, played Barbie in the movies. Well, she's going to play another iconic character. Tim Burton is doing a remake of the classic sci-fi movie from the 50s called The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
And it's Margot Robbie?
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I like her. I wouldn't have done being attacked.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, she could stomp on you. Yeah.
Right. So unfortunately, as we all know, Ozzy Osbourne has passed away, sadly. But I came across a Nashville story. That's kind of funny.
Okay.
So he went missing in Nashville in 1978 after accidentally entering the wrong hotel room before his set. And Black Sabbath had to postpone after Van Halen played, like they were the opening act. So they ended up having to play all night. They rescheduled it 3 days later. But yeah, he went into the wrong hotel room, passed out. They couldn't find him. He went missing.
That's classic Ozzy.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's so Ozzy. That's so Nashville.
You just pulled an Ozzy.
Yeah, no kidding. What are we doing the rest of the day, y'all?
Gina?
I am going to try to go to the gym. I keep saying that, and I keep not. I just... time gets away from me, and then sleep sounds better than the treadmill. Going to try and go to the gym.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good luck with that.
You get credit for trying.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah,
you get to that one stoplight that's near your house, and I could go to the gym that way, or I could go to my bed that way.
And it's so hot out that I could substitute walking outside, but I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's
awful. Yeah.
Miserable.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a little time outside. I've been having some mosquitoes get in the house.
Ugh.
So I bought one of those things you hook up to your garden hose and it's supposed to spray all around.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ordered some of those Zevo bug zapper things for the house.
Little plug-ins
The
mosquito man.
Yeah. Take that, bugs.
Woody versus the mosquitoes.
Take that, right. Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Vegas is betting on the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I think they eventually will win.
Yeah. I've got a meeting this afternoon, and then we're doing the finishing touches on a audio recording studio I've been working on.
Cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
So somebody's for the Christian or the Catholic radio?
Yeah, for the Catholic radio station.
Good deal. So, all right.
Somebody's coming in who knows what they're doing.
That always helps.
Yeah.
All right, y'all stay cool. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.